Paul, what explanation were you given on the goal that counted late in the second?
The puck was loose, so that was it. That was the extent of it.
What was your interpretation of the call itself then?
I don't know. I don't know how there would be an event that would be more egregiously goaltender interference, just beyond the spirit of the rule. I mean, the idea that a guy could clean a goalie out would be goalie interference, but a two-hand to the head wouldn't. I mean, what are we going to do with our goalies now? Is the puck loose in the crease, swing away? So they missed it. I don't know if they interpret. I don't know if it's I got a problem with an interpretation of the rule. I can't understand how that event wouldn't be goaltender interference textbook. I mean, we're not allowed to kick at the puck with a pendulum motion because it's a dangerous idea. But a swing to the head on your goaltender, somehow it didn't affect his ability to stop the puck. Well, would a softer hit to the head be better? I don't know. I have no idea.
Kyle Connor took a penalty in the third period, off in the fourth line, might be benched after that. Why'd you throw them back out there?
Oh, because they took two high sticks on us that didn't get called, so I thought he was all right.
What does it mean for him to be able to bounce back like that?
He's gone from Wheeler's line to Hendricks' line, played really well. You know, and then we lost Lowe's. I've liked this game. You know, he's starting to get back to the form that he had, I think, maybe 8-9 games ago. So it was good. Played well.
What were you looking for when you flipped Tanev and Armia on the third and fourth lines?
A little bit more speed. I thought that in the first two or three shifts, and when you got the job of shutting down the other team's best line, and that's a hell of a line, everybody's got to be going. And Joel's first two weren't great, but turns out he handles it right as well. He goes to Hendricks' line, goal and assist. So it's not everybody's playing here. The whole bench is playing. So when you move a guy around, it shouldn't be seen as a demotion, just an opportunity play. I give it to a different kind of player.
Paul, just one final one on the goal call there. Did the officials concede that they missed a penalty? Because obviously two-handing someone in the head would normally be a call, but they don't make the call there. So did
yeah,
they...
so I don't agree that because they didn't call a slash that negates the goalie interference. The interference covers any way that you could interfere with a goaltender. And then going back to Sean Avery waving his hands in front of Brodeur's face, that's a penalty. But the two-hander, they just missed it. Interpret it differently. I don't know what it was.
Puck being behind him as opposed to in front of him.
Yep.
Well, do you think the calls that happened maybe on the weekend kind of?
Well, I know they did. We got a memo. We got a memo. They're going to let a lot more go. That's a fact, right? So, was it Matthews and McDavid had goals pulled back on them? So the memo came down that they're going to let more go. That's just not an that's beyond. We can't have people swinging at our goalies' heads. You can't allow that to creep into the game, right? The whole thing started to protect the goaltenders. I would have thought that one would have been, yeah, okay. You know, bumping a goalie might be one thing, rubbing him a little bit, pushing him a little bit is one thing. But if you hit him in the head with your stick and break it, probably don't want that in our game.